Hey, I have two ideas for this episode. One I think I will be able to achieve very easily, which is to make this feel like a conversation I'm having with a friend. Actually, it's something that I've been contemplating for these episodes that I do on my own, is to be intentional about them feeling that way versus trying to make them like a performance, a recording, taking it really seriously. That's never been the aim of this show, but I think I can still fall into that mode of trying to create more like art and entertainment or something purposeful. A lot of the times, that's really hard for me, actually. That gets in the way. That prevents me from recording. It feels like I'm trying too hard. And it also represents more and more in my life how I don't want to mask. I don't want to pretend. I don't want to be a performer unless I'm literally doing a performance. Podcasting, I think, can feel a bit performative, which can be great in certain formats, but it's just not the goal of this show. Maybe it always feels casual. I don't know. This is the thing, too. It's like how I perceive myself versus how you might perceive me listening to an episode like this. And the second goal of mine, which actually feels a lot harder, is to make this short. I would be interested to see how it would feel to do an episode that was 15 to 30 minutes long, which feels short to me, given that this show is historically around an hour, sometimes 90 minutes long. It's twofold. One is I have some things I want to do after recording this, and it'd be nice to not spend a ton of time on this. But two is that I had a conversation a few weeks ago with somebody I met at a party that has been in my head for a bit. And it's mostly in my head out of insecurity, which was this person sharing that they prefer and almost exclusively listen to podcast episodes that are about 15 minutes long. And they seem to really dislike longer podcasts. And I felt really vulnerable hearing that, a little bit insecure, because I thought to myself, wow, they would probably think my podcast was way too long and rambling and meandering. But the truth is, that's how I am. So when I think about this first goal of not masking or performing, if I try to squeeze myself into a box, and in this case, making something really short just to please somebody, that does feel performative. It's a tricky thing as a content creator in general, but especially a podcaster, is other people's opinions. And I often think about how much I am driven by other people's opinions and how limiting that can feel. I think it's a very common thing. I've spoken about my experience with this a lot, and I hear other people share the same thing. It's the desire to fully express ourselves authentically, but the pressure that many of us feel to please others, to conform, to do things that we think are going to work well. In that conversation, I had this fear that I would not appeal to a lot of people simply because my show is too long. But it reminds me of a lot of things that I have felt limited by. I've been feeling really self-conscious about my body recently. I've been feeling like I'm growing older, and I'm getting a lot of fears about that. But again, as I've said many times, we're always getting older, no matter how old we are. It's an aging process, so it's always there, but it feels really prominent. And I don't talk about my age. I don't think it's necessary, but I'm at an age where a lot of people around me, my friends that are around the same age, are talking about their age a ton. And I just feel like it's been drawing so much attention, and I've started to feel really insecure about that. I've also been feeling insecure about my body size, my body appearance. That is a big trigger for me. I have a history of disordered eating and just a lot of negative thoughts about my body. It's physically and mentally uncomfortable for me when I feel like my body is not what I want it to be. The age thought and the body thoughts are very similar to trying to please someone when it comes to the length of a podcast, right? It's a metric. I designed my private community beyond measure around this concept of living a life that isn't measured, seeing ourselves as people that are not a number, and really addressing these ongoing challenges of feeling measured. Is somebody not going to listen to this podcast because of its length? Well, that doesn't even give my podcast a chance, right? But is it 5 minutes into the podcast, somebody decides it's not for them? Maybe I haven't even gotten to the good part yet. Maybe I haven't gotten to the point, and that pressure to deliver something that immediately grabs someone's attention, that's a huge thing that many people, even if they don't even consider themselves content creators, many people feel that pressure of trying to impress somebody, that first impression or that gut reaction. There's a lot of talk around how short attention spans are now. So if you don't capture someone's attention on social media, on a podcast, on a dating app, on walking past somebody on the street, going into a job interview, which, wow, I've been thinking so much about this, so I'll pivot a little, but this is still in this thread of the metric side of it and first impression. I have been using TikTok a lot recently. I've been feeling okay with that decision. It's not something I hope to do much longer, but I've been giving myself a lot of grace for using TikTok. I know that I use it as a source of dopamine. I go to it when I want a quick hit of entertainment, of pleasure, of connection with other people, when I want to learn something or feel in the know. I think that TikTok can be a great source. The danger for me personally, and for many people, is it feels very addictive. It's a fine line for me, but I've been allowing myself to use it recently after taking about a year or year and a half break from it. I'm back on. One thing I've been seeing a lot, and the algorithm seems to be reacting to because I'm interested in it, is the job market right now, how incredibly hard it is to find work. I think this is a little bit more limited towards somebody who wants a traditional 9-to-5 style career, working more in the corporate space. I don't know what other word to use aside from traditional, but I don't know how much this applies to entrepreneurship, freelance work. Although I would say my personal experience as a freelancer, as somebody who works on contract for clients, I have also found it to be challenging depending on the type of work. So the overall view that I'm seeing on TikTok right now is how many people are struggling and applying for hundreds, maybe even 1,000 jobs and barely getting interviewed. Or if they get interviewed, they get ghosted afterwards, or they find out that the job is really low paying and they have to decide, do they take it just because it's a job, or, you know, do they try to hold out for something that is a better fit for them financially or career-wise? Just seeing so many people telling their stories about this has been a bit heartbreaking. And it's an example of how there's so much competition. This is where it ties into this world of metrics and first impressions. It reminds me a lot of the online dating world, which I'm not currently doing, but I have done in the past. Really struggled with it because I felt like I had to wear that mask. I had to put on this presentation of who I wanted people to perceive me as. Somebody would likely judge me based on whichever photos I chose. I don't know if I've told this story. I feel like I have, but I had this one kind of, I use this word very lightly, but traumatic experience years ago when I was doing online dating. I met up with this guy. We had been having this great back and forth conversation on this dating app. I felt like I was interested in him. When I met up with him in person, he looked at me as if I didn't look like my photos. I really regret not directly asking him what his reaction meant, because it has haunted me ever since. I think this is 2017. So it's been many years, 7 years, I guess. It still lingers within me, just this man's impression of me, that and his reaction to me, essentially. Again, I don't know exactly what it was, but in my head, I assumed that he didn't think I looked like my photos. It made me incredibly insecure because I really tried to pick pictures of me that I thought represented me. But of course, they were pictures that showed me my best. I think they were probably edited. Back then, I used to use a lot of those like filters on social media. I had a variety of different apps where I would smooth out my skin, maybe shape my body a little bit, which really makes me cringe now. I stopped doing that years ago. I barely use social media. But when I was still using social media regularly, I made a concerted effort. That was actually hard because that filter that I was using or the app to edit myself was a mask. It was me saying, oh, I didn't like my skin or I didn't like my body right here. So let me just like trim it down a little bit or shrink it down or brighten it or whatever else. I would spend time doing that. Maybe that's where some of that insecurity was on the dating app, was feeling like I edited myself in some photos and then the real version of me was not good enough to meet this man's idea of me and what he thought I was going to look like in person. I felt shame with that. I felt like he expected me to be something and I didn't measure up. I think that's a big theme of what I've shared today, is that there's feels like so much pressure. I felt it earlier today. I just came back from going secondhand shopping. I'm going to a party tomorrow. There's a theme of the attire, I guess. And I didn't have any clothes that matched that. In fact, I rarely wear anything dressy these days. I'm almost always in super comfy, kind of like pajama type sweatpants, workout clothes, yoga stuff. That's what I love. It's so comfortable. I used to wear a ton of dresses and I used to go to all sorts of parties pre-COVID or pre-me leaving social media. I was looking through my closet to try to find something to wear for this party. Looking back on my older self, it was actually a bit hard for me. One being that I don't fit into some of these clothes anymore. Some of my dresses, I have this one, I think I got 10 years ago. No, more than that. I think it was 2011 or 12. Let's say it's 12 years ago. I looked at the tag and couldn't believe what size that tag said. I'm like, wow, I can't believe I fit into that. And I tried to put it on just to see if it would still fit somehow, and it didn't. I started to feel really insecure about my body. Then I went through some other clothes and just started dreading them because I haven't worn them in so long. I'm afraid to be confronted with how my body's changed. So I knew that in order to go to this party and feel some level of confidence and also feel like I was fitting in with the dress code or you know, the idea of what I think other people are going to wear, I wanted to go buy something new. And by new, I mean secondhand. So I went to Goodwill first. I've been wanting to go to Goodwill for a while. There's actually a really good one by me in Los Angeles that has some amazing finds in there. I'm always blown away by what people get rid of and give to Goodwill, but I guess it shows how many clothes are circulating through the system and the fact that you can barely even sell them at the stores that buy those clothes. But anyways, people that donate to Goodwill, I'm very grateful for them. So I go in there and found all these cool dresses, but very few of the dresses that I liked did not fit me. And that was rough. So I finally found a dress that I actually felt really good in. Interestingly enough, it is a size that I've been most of my life. It's just that I recognize I'm not as small as I was. I don't know. I'm definitely not as small as I was 10, 12 years ago, because that wasn't when my body was in one of its smaller phases. I started to yearn for those days. Some of my thoughts about food started to creep up on me today. I wanted to limit my food and calorie restrict or work out more. I'm still sitting with it. It's heavy, literally, figuratively. You know, my body is about the size that it tends to come to when I don't diet, when I'm not excessively exercising. So I wouldn't say that I'm heavier than usual. I'm just, you know, at my mid-range size. That feels uncomfortable. Maybe I'm kind of teetering towards my heavier side. I think there's part of me that doesn't accept my body. That's, I guess, a big part of me is I don't want my body to be the size. I want it to be smaller. I want to fit into my old clothes again. I want to fit into certain dresses that I can find at the secondhand stores. And there's a little bit of a mourning there. And there's part of me that's thinking, I can do this. I can get smaller. You know, I can change my body. And I don't know how I can get to that point of full acceptance of my body, whatever size it is. It sounds really nice, but it sounds incredibly hard and unfamiliar for me. And I think that ties into a lot of these thoughts about metrics. My experience throughout so much of my life is trying to fit into some box that I think will please others, whether that's my body size or that's how long my podcast episode is or my age, which, you know, that's the one thing I have zero control over. I cannot go back in time. I might be able to mask myself enough to look younger than I am, but I cannot change that number at all. That number is only going to go up. That, I think, can feel a bit depressing and discouraging. I think a lot about how many people, especially women, who seem to want to do anything they possibly can to look younger. Now that I'm on TikTok, I see a lot of videos from people that are younger than me because I'm probably on the older side of people that use TikTok. And that can feel really hard sometimes too. That can be a bit triggering. There have been a number of videos. It could be the algorithm. It could be what's popular right now. I'm not sure. But people about how different generations dress and what's cool and what's not. So when I was at the secondhand stores, I went to two. I did actually find two dresses that I really liked. One fit me like a glove, and I feel pretty excited about wearing it. And the other is a dream dress. It's kind of loose. I feel like it's a dress that I could wear and not feel self-conscious about my body. The other one's a little bit more form-fitting. But anyways, I feel good in both of them. I'm excited about that. But I'm in this store, actually Goodwill in particular. Well, I guess both of them. The other one's called Crossroads. I think they're in stores in a lot of major cities. It's one of my go-to for finding fashionable stuff. Goodwill can be really fashionable too. Anyways, at both stores, there were girls there shopping that were younger than me. And at Goodwill in particular, there was a group of girls that were probably teenagers. And I felt so insecure just standing next to them. I was afraid of them judging me. I just feel like that's so silly. But it's a common thing. There's at least a media or social media perception of people that are, quote, older, whatever older means, it's all relative, being less than because they're a different generation and they dress differently. I just feel so uncomfortable with that. It's kind of this feeling of like, I'm afraid I can't escape judgment. I'm like, okay, some teenage girls who I've never met standing in line next to me, I feel like they're judging me. I feel judged by a potential podcast listener. I feel judged by men from the past that found me on a dating app. I feel judged by men that I walk by on the street and wonder, do they still find me attractive? Or am I less attractive because I'm, quote, older now because my body's changed? There's obviously, for me, a lot of concern around judgment. And I think that a huge part of that is a lifelong experience. So there can be trauma built into that. I think a lot of that is very relatable. It's something I hear other people talk about. And it's something that I would love to shift because I don't want my life to be dictated by what I think other people think about me. I don't want to walk around trying to change myself physically, emotionally. I don't want to have to present myself in a particular way to get their approval. I think the ultimate aim is to feel really confident in who I am, what I'm doing, and how I look, and whatever other types of perception. Maybe, ideally, to get to a place where it truly is beyond measure. It would be amazing for me if everything felt neutral, if it wasn't about feeling good or bad, right or wrong, getting approval or getting rejected, getting picked or chosen, feeling special, all these different emotions. They feel like so much weight that I would love to shed. So I think on a surface level, I have a desire to shed my physical weight and change my body size, but I would much more prefer to shed the emotional burden of this mental weight of being so concerned with what other people think. I would love to get to a place where I'm not concerned about it and really can show up as my full expression of myself. I know I have a long way to get to there's a long road to that because all of this feels like so much mental clutter in the way of my true self. It's not something I'm working super hard at yet. I think it's always there in the back of my mind. How can I figure out who I truly am and what I really want? I'm sure I already have that answer. Maybe it's been there all along and a lot clearer. It is just about removing some of these concerns. But here I am, a little over the 15-minute mark. By a little, I mean almost 10 minutes. I feel really good about what I spoke about. So that is a big win for me. Even though I didn't meet that number, it is under 30 minutes, so it still feels short. This is an episode where I felt like I achieved how I would, you know, talk to somebody else. Although hopefully I wouldn't talk for 24 minutes straight to a friend and not stop and hear what they have to say. That's the part of podcasting that definitely feels weird when I'm not recording with someone else. But I feel good. This is a rare feeling. A lot of times I get really insecure. Maybe I just beat myself to it. Maybe doing a shorter episode, I didn't have a lot of room for insecurity about what I said today. But I feel like I accomplished something. So I hope you enjoyed this journey with me. If you have made it past the 15-minute mark, I appreciate you. That's it for today. I still intend to record the travel episodes I've been teasing. I was thinking today I would do my Death Valley episode, but I thought what I just shared with you was more important and pertinent and on my heart. That was my authentic expression today, but I would love to share that with you. I just went on a mini trip to Phoenix. I don't know if that would make up a full episode. I guess it could be a short bite-sized episode because I did something really neat in Phoenix I would love to share with you. I am planning my trip to Hawaii and American Samoa. I feel like I'll probably hold off on sharing about that till I get back, but I also feel like I could do a whole episode just talking about making that plan because it is just taken so much work to plan for this trip. I really would love to share what I've learned along the way, just planning for it, preparing for it. That's something I've been thinking a lot about. If I start making short video content again on platforms like TikTok, I just want to do all these travel videos and just share all of these things I've learned because it brings me joy. I love learning this stuff, but wow, it is so time consuming and mentally exhausting to try to figure all this stuff out. So if I can save someone like yourself time, that would feel very rewarding. Anyway, so a bunch of travel episodes on the horizon. I also still actually completely forgot about it till this moment, but I have a box of products that I want to talk about. Their products I got from the Natural Products Expo almost 2 months ago. I don't know how that's possible, but that was in March. I am going to make a note for myself because that episode I would love to finally do. It'll probably be a video episode. I have a corresponding video on YouTube if I'm feeling confident enough to be on camera. We'll see. Anyways, that is it for today. Thanks again for listening. I'll be back soon. I'm toying with this less scheduled, less consistent way of releasing episodes. It makes me a bit uncomfortable. I would like to stay on a schedule just for your sake, but it does feel authentic to me to just record and release whenever I have the energy. That is the current plan. But once I start having guests, you can expect more consistent flow like I used to. All right, that's it for now.